And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 25th of October, 2010. It's Pablo Picasso's birthday today, born in Malaga, Spain, 1881. Picasso, who said, "Art is a lie that makes us realize truth." One of the founders of the Cubist movement. His paintings include Guernica, set amidst the Spanish Civil War, and Les Demoiselles d'Avignon, the Young Ladies of Avignon, five naked women in a brothel in Barcelona, painting that now hangs at the Museum of Modern Art in New York. It's the birthday of John Barrowman, born in McAllister, Oklahoma, 1914, wrote 100 sonnets based on an affair he had with one of his students. Then he became famous for a book-length poem he wrote to a Puritan woman who'd been dead nearly three centuries. That was Homage to Mistress Bradstreet. It took him 5 years to write it. He was very meticulous about how he worked on it. He would draft a stanza of the poem in the morning, put it under a sheet of translucent paper so he could see it but not touch it. Then he would stare at it for hours, making notes. And when he was sure he was ready to make the changes, he took out the stanza, wrote in the corrections, stuck it back under the translucent paper, and stared at it some more. He did one stanza each day like that. Homage to Mistress Bradstreet, which begins, "The governor, your husband, lived so long, moved you not, restless, waiting for him. Still, you were a patient woman. I seem to see you pause here still." John Barrowman, who struggled with alcoholism and depression, part of his therapy was to keep a journal of his dreams, and many of his dreams made their way into his poetry cycle, Dream Songs. The first batch published in 1964, 77 Dream Songs. He wrote nearly 400, narrated by a man named Henry. Barrowman said, "These songs are not meant to be understood, you understand. They're only meant to terrify and comfort." John Barrowman was a Shakespeare scholar, professor at the University of Minnesota. His books include Love and Fame and Recovery. And it's the birthday of the novelist Ann Tyler, born in Minneapolis, 1941, author of The Accidental Tourist, Back When We Were Grown-Ups, Digging to America. Ann Tyler, who said, "I want to live other lives. I've never quite believed that one chance is all I get. Writing is my way of making other chances. It's lucky I do it on paper. Probably I would be schizophrenic and six times divorced if I weren't writing." Ann Tyler, who gives very few interviews because, she said, "Any time I talk in public about writing, I end up not able to do any writing." Here's a poem for today by Ken Haida, entitled Old Men. "I make it a point now to wave to old men I pass, old men standing in shade of a yard, maybe a daughter's place, where now he's just a tenant, trying to understand role reversal. I raise my forefinger as I steer country roads or pass through tired neighborhoods. Most return a wave or nod. Howdy. Driving gives you some perspective, shows you how you might end up. We allow something now, especially those of us sitting on porch swings, those who never got around to going somewhere, those who still feel like something somehow is missing." A poem by Ken Haida, Old Men, from Spare Parts, published by Mongrel Empire Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. Student and gift subscriptions are available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Reputation Defender, introducing tools designed to monitor, improve, and protect online reputations, and to delete personal data from the websites that sell it. More about controlling reputations and privacy online at reputationdefender.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor, hoping you'll come see A Prairie Home Companion on a movie screen near you Thursday, October 21st, live. Visit us at prairiehome.org for movie theater and ticket info, and we'll see you there.